You're in tune to KCSB FM in Santa Barbara. This is Musics with Helen this morning, and I have something rather special today for you. We've heard about every language on this show, except maybe one, and today you're going to be hearing that. I have a very special guest with me today. His name is Roland Young. Roland Zos. I don't know why I'm thinking Young. And he's here from Switzerland, and he's going to sing a song in Swiss, which is rather an unusual thing, and also some other songs for you this morning. So I'd like to introduce to you Roland Zos.
Hi. I'm going to play a few songs in Swiss, and you see that you don't understand it so fast. I'm going to sing you first a Swiss song to give you the feeling in Switzerland and in Europe the people mostly have. They have to listen to songs they don't understand all the words. It's a song about my youth called Goitsch Güteri Westerima.
Oder so slow im Regen.
was talking with you earlier and you were telling me how unusual it is even to hear anybody sing in Swiss. That hasn't been happening all that long, even in Switzerland, only for the last 15 years. How did you come up with that song? You have an interesting story about the name.
Maybe all of you happened to play when you were young with water. So did I. I was playing with water the whole time in the kitchen standing. And mother came to me and gave me this name, you're a Geutsch Gütteri Wässerima. Geutsch Gütteri Wässer, those are different words for to play with water, to pour water, to splash with water. And then I made put a whole story, the story of my youth, into this song. Because I think there are so many songs that are made to get a special effect, maybe to earn money or to do anything. I make my songs, I only write songs of things I lived and saw. It means I'm speaking about what's happening to me, to express my feelings. And I'm a little rebel, maybe.
A soft kind of rebel. There's a lot of people who are rebelling. I think the people might be interested, what is sort of the music situation in Switzerland as compared to here? It's rather different.
Yeah, it's only 15 years ago, about 15 or 20 years, that we started to sing songs from our daily life in Swiss. It's still today, for example, rock groups play mostly in English. They played it always, started with the Beatles, and it remained till today. We have only two groups that sing in Swiss, in Switzerland at the moment, two famous groups. It began this way. Georges Brassens from France started, I think, in Europe to sing chansons, we call them. And then sometime somebody from Bern must have been traveled to Paris, I think, in the 60s, in the early 60s, before Dylan started to sing here in America. And he came back and thought, why not to make it in Swiss? And those were called the Berner Troubadours, those group who started to sing in Swiss German. I myself found it a bit difficult to sing in Swiss because everybody in Swiss doesn't know to write his own language. It means the language we speak, we grew up with the language called the Swiss German. We don't use it for writings for letters, or very seldom. Mm-hmm. And me, for example, who came from the writing to the music, I had always the habit, like other writers in Switzerland, to write in High German. And yeah, because of this, I made only very few songs in Swiss, because I wished to add a new dimension on the songs. The older Swiss songs are all telling stories about going to work, meeting somebody. Mm-hmm. And I wish to go farther and to put something universal into songs. And I mean, it means I speak about feelings, and nobody did it before. And I do it mostly in High German to have a bigger audience to understand the words.
Great. We're going to hear some now in High German. Maybe you should say a few phrases in Swiss German to contrast it with High German, because a lot of people don't understand. I think, you know, dialects in Europe, it is really different than America. It's more or less like hearing somebody from Tennessee and California, but it's the same thing in Europe. So maybe you could say a few phrases to contrast, and then sing in High German, and maybe they can hear a difference.
Okay. Also bis jetzt hat es noch gefeckt hier in Amerika, gute Leute habe ich getroffen und Vielleicht hören sogar ein paar zu, was verstehen.
I'm going to need a translation of that. Something about America.
Yes, till now I liked it. America, I met good people. And maybe there's somebody listening to us who understands the Swiss aspect.
Great. All of you Swiss, listen closely.
Then the next song is in High German. It's a song about the lost fall, it's called. I go out of the town to search the lost fall. It's winter. Nach dem Sommer kam der Winter. Ich nahm meine Flöte und ging aus der Stadt, um den verlorenen Herbst zu suchen. Am Fluss stand ein Greis mit schlohweißem Bart und fütterte den Möwenkuchen. Ein Clown hatte sein Lachen verloren, ein Pärchen war vor Liebe blind, aus dem Wasser wuchsen feuchte Ohren, im Schilf spielte leise der Wind. Und in großen Flocken, in großen Flocken, in großen Flocken fiel der
der Suche nach dem verlorenen Herzen.
think one of the nicest things about music is that everybody can understand it, whether or not they can understand the words. Although the words are really nice too. You might tell them about the chorus that you were singing, about the snow falling.
Yeah, the chorus of this song is it's a story of someone wandering through the landscape in snow, Switzerland in this special case, and he sees pictures, sometimes surrealistic pictures, and he meets ghosts. Rübezahl, how do you say Rübezahl?
Rübezahl, it translates to the turnip counter in English.
And it's also him, and all this time the chorus says, and in big flocks, in big flocks, the snow is falling, the snow is falling.
Yeah, it's so pretty. Well, you're in America, you're going to be traveling all the way to South America and playing music the whole way, which is like another whole language. We were talking about how music just goes through everything. It transcends. It doesn't matter whether or not you can understand the words, but you can always feel the music.
Yeah.
On that. And it's really a shame that a lot of American audience, I don't think, ever gets a chance to hear anything sung but in English.
at all. It's, I think we have a very different connection to music, because we are used to listen to music in the sense of hearing something instrumental also, special. Naturally, we hear also the expression in the voice, but we don't understand the words. And for this, also now in the moment when I sing in front of an audience in Switzerland, it's very astonishing them. Someone can make texts who are maybe poetry,
mm-hmm.
if I'd call myself a poet. That's astonished them, and it's they have to be to force themselves to be quiet, to listen to it, to understand the words, because they're not used to understand the words. Music is something for entertainment in first line in
uh-huh.
Europe, when we hear it from dominating America. And I myself think that music is very different from only entertainment. It's a possibility to express himself over all frontiers. A monk in a monastery in Switzerland told me once that music is love, and it's almost the same thing Ravi Shankar said.
Right. Sound is God.
Yeah.
Let's hear another song.
Okay. Besides the songs that are very surrealistic or poetic, I have a song that's very realistic. It's the story of a girlfriend I knew. She committed suicide last year. And I remember her words when she said to me once, why do they always sing about only the beauties, or why don't they sing about the other sides of life, the bad sides of life or the difficult sides of life? And I made this song after her death to show people we should contact together and to take care of the others in the daily life. Ich weiß noch genau, wie ich dich zum ersten Mal nach der Pantomimenstunde traf im Altstadtrestaurant. Du saßest so still und blond in hüftlangen Haaren, allein mit einer Mary Long und 25 Jahren.
so beautiful.
The morning is falling through the window, and I see you white and silent beside me, and I hear the trains bringing people towards the city, and then I say, but before you leave me, before you go, let me see in your eyes if you're quiet, and before ever you cry, let your heart know that my love is with you, stays with you. And then the song goes along, and I speak, you will go to strange countries where they speak different languages, where they have different morals. But wherever you go, everywhere, you will find people who loved and people who suffered. And then you will recognize someday in some country where you eat rice or bread or wherever it is, you will see that their love is ours too, and there is no difference between men in love.
Durch das weiche Glas des Fensters. Schale Reis mit Wasser mischt, dann wirst du wissen, wenn du trinkst und issest, dass ihre Liebe auch die unsere ist. Dann wirst du wissen, wenn du trinkst und issest, dass ihre Liebe auch die unsere ist. Und bevor du weiterziehst, lass sie in deinen Augen lesen, dass du ruhig bist, dass du ruhig bist. Und bevor du einmal weinst, lasse dein Herzen wissen, dass ihre Liebe bei dir ist, dass ihre Liebe bei dir ist, dass ihre Liebe bei dir ist, dass ihre Liebe bei
the United Nations was listening. I'm sure everybody else got the whole feeling from that of everything is universal, and especially music. I mean, music really does tie it all together, no matter where. As long as your ears can get used to it, it's just like another language sometimes for other people to hear it. Other instruments, but a song in particular, voices are heard everywhere, so whether or not they can understand the words, they can at least get the feeling.
I think for American English-speaking people, mm-hmm. they can see how different another language is when they listen to this song, and at the same time, they can see how similar the feeling is.
Yes, at times I think you can probably understand what the words are just by the feelings and the closeness of the languages in some ways. But I hope everybody is enjoying this morning, as I have here, having you in. It's been very nice. I hope I can have you back on the show again.
Yeah. And I thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, I hope everybody has enjoyed. You're in tune to KCSB FM in Santa Barbara, and this is Musics with Helen this morning, and I have as a special guest, who's given us a good deal of very beautiful music this morning, Roland Zos, who's from Bern, Switzerland, and he's traveling here in America now, or just on the West Coast, California and Oregon, and then is going to be going down to South America, and what a great place to go for music, too. And anyhow, I hope you've enjoyed sharing this experience this morning. And if you'd like to talk probably with Roland, you could give a call here at the station, and he'll be around for another hour or so. So thank you all.